Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Talking Asset Management with KPMG. Thanks for joining in our credit fund mini-series. As mentioned before, this is a series of quick five-minute discussions, so let's hurry up and get started. I'm here today with Cam Hall, who is going to talk about issues with credit lending. So we've spoken in a prior podcast about U.S. trader business. Cam, what are the concerns for those who are originating or lending directly to consumers?
Thanks, Scott. So as you noted, we're trying to identify what really is considered a trader business in the lending context. As I think Sam alluded to, and we've addressed in some of the others in the other episodes, we will be discussing some types of lending activities that do not necessarily rise to a level of a trader business. For the next few minutes, we'll be discussing about what type of lending activities do create a trader business. So generally, what is a lending business is not necessarily defined in the code or the regs. We do have some case law guidance and IRS guidance that broadly focus on lending activities where the fund manager or the investor is engaged in active and direct lending with the public or customers. And it's those type of activities that, if undertaken with regularity, would be considered as rising to the level of a trader business. So what does that mean for those investors that are engaged in that activity or in investing in credit funds? For U.S. investors, that broadly means that they're going to be generating ordinary income, and to the extent that they have expenses that they would be paying in respect of their fund investment, those may be deductible against the income that they're deriving. I think what's of particular interest is probably for your non-U.S. investors, as Sam had mentioned on one of the earlier episodes, where non-U.S. investors engage in a trader business, they are going to be subject to net basis taxation in the U.S., which is, you know, depending on whether they're corporate or non-corporate, can be up to 37% for your non-U.S. Individual investors, or up to about 45% for your foreign corporate investors. That's the income tax rate plus your branch profits tax. You'll also have that direct filing obligation.
All right, no, that's very helpful. And another thing to consider in addition to that is the state and local aspects of U.S. trader business. So not only does that affect the U.S. taxpayers, but also potentially the foreign tax leakage as well.
Yeah, and then I think to build on that, Scott, I think one other additional point is to make one other distinction for foreign investors, where you'll have sovereign foreign investors who are investing. One of the other implications is if they're investing in a credit fund is whether that gives rise to commercial activity. And what that means, if they were to invest on a flow-through basis or to be attributed to the activities of a fund manager, then income that they're deriving would be ineligible for the 892 exemption. But also it could taint the vehicle that they're using and ostensibly deny 892 benefits for other investments.
No, very helpful. What about those funds that are investing into distressed credit obligations?
I think that's a great question. I think we really would need to look at the facts and circumstances of those types of funds. But if there is an intent to acquire debt with the purpose to work out, I think we do broadly see that as raising trader business risk, and we would want to make sure that those are appropriately structured.
Yeah, no, makes sense. And there's also then the ones that don't have that intent, but maybe because it is distressed, end up foreclosing on something that now they have a trader business, so they need to be prepared for that as well.
And I think this will be addressed in some other episodes that will be forthcoming, but where lending activity does rise to a trader business and we're looking at net basis taxation, we will look at ways to structure these in a tax-efficient manner to either block that filing obligation and that net basis taxation or to obtain a better tax result through treaty or something else.
For sure. And this has been great. Thanks, Cam, for those insights. And thank you all for joining us today for this edition of our five-minute miniseries.